A plan to redevelop the historic Pimlico Racecourse in Northwest Baltimore and the Laurel Park Horse Racing Track in Anne Arundel County is making its way through the General Assembly. One of the main objectives of this plan is to keep the nearly 150-year-old Preakness Stakes race in Baltimore. Lawmakers were presented with details of the plan at hearings yesterday in Annapolis, and WYPR's Rachel Bay is here to tell us what they heard. Rachel, walk us through the plan. What can we expect of the new Pimlico if the General Assembly approves this funding?
One of the biggest changes is that it would no longer just be a facility for horse racing. For most of each year, it would host youth sports leagues and other events. Then each spring, Pimlico would host the Preakness Stakes, which, as you know, is the second competition in the Triple Crown. So to make that possible, the developers proposed to raise the existing grandstand. There will only be one permanent structure, a new 80,000 square foot clubhouse, and everything else will be built for specific events. Laurel Park is also getting a complete overhaul, a new clubhouse, new track, renovated stables, and better housing for workers. That facility will be the state's hub for horse training and will host horse racing events year-round. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman spoke at the hearing in support of the plan.
It creates an entertainment destination in Park Heights, and it also creates what I believe is going to be a regional mid-Atlantic entertainment destination right between Baltimore and Washington, D.C., in an area that needs some revitalization in our county.
So how much is this expected to cost, and who would end up paying for it?
The total cost is expected to be just under $390 million. More than half of that would be spent on Pimlico. The legislation in the General Assembly would authorize the Maryland Stadium Authority to borrow money to pay for nearly all of that total through the sale of state bonds. The bonds would be paid for using money from the state lottery. It's also worth noting that the plan calls for an ownership change. Pimlico would go to Baltimore City and Laurel Park to Anne Arundel County.
The impact that the redevelopment here would have on the communities surrounding these projects is likely to be significant. Are local leaders supporting this proposal?
Yes. More than a dozen local leaders and community activists testified in support of the bill at yesterday's hearings. State Senator Jill Carter, who represents the area around Pimlico, described the arrangement as a potential turning point for Baltimore's Park Heights community.
Until now, there has been no real nexus between the $55 million or so brought to Baltimore City by the Preakness and the 60,000 some residents that live in Park Heights, particularly lower southern Park Heights, which has been subjected to major disinvestment and distress over the years.
She and a few others described a community compact that would create a community advisory board. Members would weigh in on concerns about things like traffic and public safety that arise from the development. Another person who testified was Michael Gaines. He's the executive pastor at Manna Bible Baptist Church, which is across the street from Pimlico. He said that given the lack of investment in their neighborhood over many years, members of his church were worried by the prospect of the Preakness leaving the city.
We could not imagine, in addition to the existing vacant homes already in Park Heights, vacant land, that there would be another 100 acres vacant sitting in Park Heights to be developed who knows when.
That seems to be the general belief, that the redevelopment of these racetracks will lead to other economic development in the area.
So how soon could all this work be done?
Assuming the plan is approved, the new and improved Laurel Park is expected to open in June 2023, and then the first Preakness will be at the new Pimlico in May 2024, and then the clubhouse at Pimlico would open the year after that. The developers plan to stagger all of that work, first renovating Laurel Park, then Pimlico, so that the Maryland horse industry can continue to operate during the construction.
Rachel Bay covers the General Assembly and all sorts of other things for WYPR. Thanks for walking us through this morning.
My pleasure.